W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Player of the month for August
Premier
League. How pleased are you for him?
Yes, delighted for him, definitely. And he totally deserves it, not only because of his goals, but also because of his performances, his workload, his personality for the team. He's a key player, and for that he deserves all the individual praise, and he can handle it. So he's experienced and humble. So for that, not concerned that he will lose his ground under his feet. So well done, Timo, and yeah, pretty happy and delighted for him.
And moving on to Manchester City this weekend, can you tell us any team news?
Yes, many injured players. There were more lads today on the physio bed than on the training pitch. It's a tricky situation for us, definitely. We're playing one of the best teams in the world, if not the best team in the world. And as a newly promoted side, you always have to be at your best. And our injury situation is not easy at the moment, but we try to handle it anyhow.
You've said time and time again you're not going to change your style or your philosophy now you're in the Premier League, but are Man City an exception?
Man City is exceptional, definitely, because they are so special also in their style. But my feeling is if you just try to park the bus, then you have no chance against them, because if you just have to defend 90 minutes, then there is no chance to win points against them. So it's also important that you have many periods where you control the ball, where you also are in possession to put the pressure a bit away. That's always the key against them, to find a good balance. Of course, we have to be top class in our defending and really concentrated and really also disciplined in the detailed stuff. We have to defend on a top class level, but it will be also important that we bring our style to dominate possession and to be good with the ball also on the pitch. And if I'm honest, even if I would want to, I can't park the bus because I have no defensive player anymore. So for that, we have to concentrate on our skills.
And just finally, at the end of this weekend, we'll be 5 game weeks in. You'll play sort of 3 of the top 6 big teams already. Is that a positive or a negative in your eyes?
It's like it is. So I won't interpret too much into the fixtures. So we know that we had a tough, unbelievable tough start. It's always good as a newly promoted side if you can use your momentum of promotion and are there already. And you are there already with a few points to be in a good position. But we know we played the reigning champion of the Champions League, the reigning champion of the Europa League, and the winner of the Premier League title. So 3 of the best teams in the world, the top finishers in last season, finished 1, 2, and second, third. Big task, but we showed in all games so far that we are competitive. And I think there are many positive things to take out of this. But I don't expect that your other games will be easier. So we are more or less always the underdog in each and every game. And but we're looking forward to have these challenges.
Thank you, Daniel.
No problem.
Anyone else?
Daniel, you say you don't have any defensive players. Does that mean Max Aarons is not with us this weekend?
Okay, in personal terms, we start. I'm not sure how much time you have, but at
all
any
day.
Point... All day. Okay, all day. Good. We start. Okay, first of all, meanwhile, I can confirm Tim Klose doesn't need a surgery. That's more or less a good news, but it won't reduce the time that he's out that much. Perhaps a bit. So with the surgery, it would be safe that he's out for 9 months. Meanwhile, it could be that it's 1 or 2 months less. So that's perhaps a good news. But he will be out the whole season if there's not a big surprise, if I'm honest. That's what we can confirm. We can also confirm that Christoph Zimmermann will be out till January. That's also for sure. After this hit on his feet, so the ankle is okay. The ligaments in the ankle are also okay. But there was so much energy on his feet that the ligaments within the feet are damaged, and a pretty complicated injury. If I'm honest, in the beginning we were really a bit even more concerned about if it was slightly worse, we could have been concerned about his whole career, if I'm honest. So for that, I wouldn't call it luck in a bad luck situation, because it's still bad luck. He was out for 2 months and then 25 minutes on the pitch, and right now we will have to do without him till January. That's for sure. So more or less an individual tragedy, and also for us, especially after Tim Klose is out. But yeah, that's reality, and we have to handle it. Also, Grant Hanley is not available for the starting lineup tomorrow. He was out the last more than 2 weeks in team training. Returned today. Back on the pitch, we have to wait a bit how his body reacts right now after the session. Was his first session together with the team. I hope he's all right, that I have him at least as an option in the defense, because we are a bit thin at the moment in this terms, but he's definitely not available for the starting lineup. Hopefully at least an option for 20 or 30 minutes on the bench. Then we've got Tom Tribal, who's out. He damaged his ligament in the West Ham game, so was the reason for the last 50 minutes. We played more or less a bit in underload because he was not able to run, but we substitute already after 75 minutes, and more or less 1 minute after this third substitute, he injured himself, and he will be out and won't come back before the next international break, so we'll be out at least the next 6 weeks. That's also for sure. We've got, of course, on Leonard Des further on out with his long-term injury after surgery. We've got Patrick Roberts not available for tomorrow. He's not allowed to play because he's on loan from Man City. We've got Moritz Leitner out, not available for tomorrow. He got a hit in his calf in the West Ham game, and we tried everything, but there's still fluid in his calf, and wasn't able to train in the last 2 weeks. So the West Ham game was, more or less not only the result, but also the outcome in terms of injuries was more or less horrible. So Moritz Leitner not available for tomorrow. Mario Frančić not available for tomorrow. He slipped away yesterday in training, overstretched his calf and strained his calf. So he's not in the contention for tomorrow, so no chance with him. Max Evans is out. Syndesmosis has to wear a boot. Will be out. I guess there's a chance for him to come back after the next international break, but his syndesmosis is damaged, and for that he has to wear a boot at least in the next days. He will be out. Ben Godfrey came back injured with a groin injury from the under 21 game. Major doubt for tomorrow. We have to wait. So he was today on the training pitch, but more or less reduced and taped. We'll have a late decision with him if he's available for tomorrow. So a major doubt. Good news is Markus Tiepermann is available, because he was out with a groin problem the first week of the international break, but at least he was able to train the last 3 days. So I don't expect a setback that he will be available. And latest news, Tim Krul overstretched his elbow a bit in our latest session. So there is, I would say, a little doubt. So I don't expect him to be out. But if I'm honest, I'm a bit tempted to travel or to be there with three goalkeepers tomorrow. On the one hand, because there are no free players available anyway. The other topic is we are a bit concerned because he overstretched his elbow after a strike against his arm. And I'm a bit concerned that there is something during the warm-up tomorrow or whatever, so I'm a bit tempted to travel also with Ralf Herrmann and also with Michael McGovern tomorrow. I think that's it. Probably I forgot one or two, I'm pretty sure, but these are what I have in my head at the moment.
You're doing well not to be lying in a darkened room after that.
After this press conference, I'm going to go back in my dark cave and cry a bit. Yes. No, it makes no sense, yeah, but because each and every team has during a season a situation when it's difficult and you have to handle such a situation. I'm not sure if a team has to handle such a situation like we have right now with more or less 10 injured key players, or players who are could have a go in the starting lineup. So it's a really special situation, and we didn't have many players on the training pitch in the last 2 weeks. If I'm honest, but it's like this, so it makes no sense to complain. I'm always speaking about that. I trust all my lads and I trust all the group. We know it's a bit tricky situation, especially before such a game, but it is like this. So it's more like, as long as we find 11 lads who are willing and able to wear the yellow shirt, we are competitive and we will fight for the points. And this is also exactly what we will do tomorrow. So of course, I'm not overly happy and I'm dancing on the table today, but it's like this. So I trust all my players and we will go with what we've got. And we try to be there competitive and also with good performance. And then we are also trying to go for some points.
Just a couple of specific follow-ups there. Did you say Zimmerman needs surgery or not?
No, the good news with him, he doesn't need surgery, but he has to wear a boot pretty, pretty long because he has a pretty complicated damage of ligaments within the feet. So before I didn't even know that there are ligaments within the feet who could be damaged. I never heard about this, but it is like it is. So it was a pretty complicated injury. And like I said, so in the beginning, the doctors were even concerned if there was a slightly worse outcome, even about the whole career. So thank God it's not that bad. And thank God we will have him back, hopefully then at any point, but definitely not before January.
With Aaron, is that the ankle, did you say, left ankle?
Yes, exactly. So the ankle is more or less all right, but the syndesmosis in this ankle is damaged, or at least interrupted. And for that, he has to wear this boot because this ligament has to come, or this syndesmosis ligament has to come together. And not the best outcome out of this game, that's for sure.
And particularly now, you're saying Godfrey is also a major doubt. From what was a really positive story, three lads going off with the 21s and they all got on the pitch, didn't they? Monday, they've come back now and two of them are injured, one of them longer term. As a club manager, you must be hugely frustrated because they've got injured not playing for Norwich.
Yes, it is. So my feeling is sometimes when you have many muscle injuries, or you ask yourself, okay, should we reduce the training load, or should we do something different? But more or less, these are all injuries after a bad tackle or nasty tackle or unlucky situations. For example, Nel Hernandez injured himself when he fell down the stairs in his private life. It is like this. So when you think it's in football, it's like in private life. And when you think you reach a turning point, it can't get worse, and there's another sucker punch, and you have to handle it anyhow. This is what we're trying to do. So we won't complain. So we know it's a tragedy, but in general, there are much worse fates in life, and sometimes in this moment, you have to remind yourself there are more important things in life than just playing a football game. And for that, we won't cry, we won't complain. It's tricky to handle the situation. We know this. But we will try to search for some solutions, and we'll go tomorrow, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, the way you're talking there, you're very positive. Can it almost work for you in the sense that it brings the group together, you know, so much the siege mentality, look at all this bad luck, lads, we'll just have to, you know, overcome that as well. And try and turn it as a positive as much as you can.
Yes, we have to, definitely. So it's we always speak about that we need each and every lad in this dressing room, and this situation proves it, definitely, that we need each and every lad. And there will be a few debuts perhaps tomorrow, also at least debuts in the in the squad. I'm a bit thinking about, for example, Adam Eilert, the first time in the Premier League squad, could be that he's involved tomorrow. This brings the group together, and it's also a chance then for some other lads to shine. And we'll see.
Just final footnote on the injuries. Talking about bad tackles, is it now because you wasn't happy clearly with the Zimmerman tackle and the incidents that day? Mm. But this compounds it as well, that you're without that player for January, and potentially could have been even worse. Have you calmed down yet?
Yeah, I've calmed down. So, but even after the game, I never accused someone. So not at all. So I think it was not intention anyhow to injure my player. It was a bit the intention to set aside. So to be honest, I was a striker as well. And when I was just running after the ball, I would be also annoyed and try to set aside. But I don't think that Haller, for example, tried to injure Christoph or whatever. Not at all. So definitely he's a good lad, but the outcome was anyhow tough, because out of the scene anyhow, Christoph was not able to sprint back, and we conceded a goal, and out of a situation where my injured player was still on the pitch, and we had no chance to substitute him, because of course after his injury, after he got some treatment, he tried to return on the pitch, tried everything, but the ball was not in the out after he came back. And for that there was no break and we had no chance to substitute him, and we conceded out of this situation where the ball, there was a tackle when the ball was 3 yards away, we conceded more or less out of this a goal, and it's a tough outcome, so tough to take, but it's, it is like it is. So
just one more and then we'll get to Man City, but have you seen in the last day or two Mike Riley, the head of the referees, has come out and said that there's been four incorrect VAR calls and one of them was the tribal tackle on Haller. That should have been a penalty given you didn't get the rubber of the green and one or two other key incidents in that game. Is that a bit of a strange comment, do you think?
Not a strange comment, so I totally accept this, because during the game I also got the feeling, oh, it could be a penalty. I didn't watch it back, to be honest, but a few lads confirmed that it was probably a penalty. But for me, if I'm honest, not an important topic to speak about, because it was not crucial for this game. So if we are there with mistakes on the VAR, I'm a big friend of VAR, if I'm honest, and probably Mike is totally right to label this as a mistake, that VAR should have overruled the situation. And he's probably totally right to point this out, but this mistake had no effect on this game, because West Ham was 2-0 up after 82 minutes or something like this. We were there more or less like without Tom Tribal. He was on the pitch, but he was not able to run. Moritz Leitner still can. He was able to go further on, but also not fully available. So it's more like it was a mistake when they were 2-0 up and we were just playing with 8.5 feet players. So if we would have scored in extra time two times and the outcome would be a 2-2, we could have spoken about the situation that it was a crucial mistake, but it has no effect. Okay, perhaps with a penalty they would be able to win 3-0 or something like this, but it wouldn't change the game. But a mistake before changed a bit the game. So a mistake not to give even a free kick in this situation against Christoph Simon, this changed the game. But it's a proof that even VAR, I'm a big friend of it, and it works quite well at the moment. But even if VAR works, it won't reduce all mistakes. So it's also important that the referees are also there with good decisions, and this is also a perfect role model, this game, for this. But I think Mike is probably right to point out that this could have been a penalty, yes.
First things first, you have to find 11 fit players, but then how do you do anything against a team that got 98 points last season? You look at their players, world-class coach. It would have been daunting even with your strongest 11, but in the current circumstances, how do you possibly go there tomorrow and try and compete?
Yes, that's what we're trying to do. So we spoke before the season that we have to climb the Mount Everest during this season and try to do it without tools anyhow, in order to stay in this league. And this type of game is one of the toughest challenges you can get. So for me, Liverpool and Man City are the two best teams in Europe at the moment, and also two best teams in the world. And it's, you always need to be there with a top class day in order to be competitive and to fight for some points. But this is exactly what you're trying to do. We showed even in the Liverpool game that we are competitive. We showed it against Chelsea. We showed it against Newcastle. Of course, Man City is still a different quality, but even against Liverpool, so we were much closer to have a really good result. And then you could predict after just hearing the result. So my feeling was we were pretty close to gain even more than just a loss in Liverpool. And right now we have a home game. We have a excited crowd. We need definitely support, especially in this situation, because several young lads will be also in our squad tomorrow, and perhaps even a bit nervous with their debut or whatever. We need trust and support from our supporters today and tomorrow, and there will be a few difficult times, I'm pretty sure, but if we stick together, you always have a chance, and we're trying to give our best and trying to be competitive.
It's final one for me. I mean, you say you haven't got enough defenders to park the bus, but that's not really your style, how you set your teams up. How can you possibly engage them in terms of a forward attacking type of game, given, you know, the quality they've got in those areas?
Yes, we have to be good in our topics. So it's important that we are good and pretty precise in our pressing, because it's important that we gain our self-possession. And we have to be good in our possession. So we are also a threat in the offense. So it's no coincidence that Timo, for example, won this award, that we are already there with six goals and with many good performances of our offensive players. So it's important that we bring our offensive players into the game. If we take this strength away from our offensive players and tell them, listen, because we don't have defenders on the pitch, you just also have to try to concentrate on defending. We have no chance tomorrow. So we need to find some solutions, how to keep the ball, how to keep possession, how to bring the ball also in the half of Man City. We know even better teams are sometimes teams with a better reputation are not able to do this, even in the top class games teams, because Man City is so outstanding and they have such a special group, and it's such a world class group and such a world class coach. It is difficult, but this is exactly the task we have to face, and the challenge we have to face, and that's what we are trying to do. So to bring our football on the pitch and to make out of this game our game.
Sorry to harp on about the injuries, but do you actually have four fit defenders, first team defenders, or is somebody going to have to make a debut against Sergio Aguero?
Each of my players can play also in the defensive role. It's no problem. Even if I need Timo Pukki on as a right fullback, he will play right fullback. So I'm not concerned. We will find a few players who are also able to defend, and I'm not concerned.
Could you give a heads up on some of the youngsters involved, off the record, if you want? Who is likely to be involved in the squad who wouldn't normally be?
There are definitely no gifts. So we are praised that we are a club who gives many chances to young players. That's no coincidence that three of our young players were involved in the under-21 game. Or give you already the hint that, for example, Adam Ida could be the first time in the Premier League squad tomorrow. So at least he's pretty much in my thoughts for tomorrow, because we deserve it. But it's not like we are just trying to get some compliments for bringing some lads in. So there are no gifts, and I just bring them in when I think they are prepared. So it's not that just because you're young or whatever in this club, you get the chance to be involved in the first team squad. So my feeling is I will just travel with some players who can also have a appearance in the starting lineup, or at least just some minutes in the team. And not, we don't use such a game as a big game day experience for young players or whatever. Of course, it would be a nice experience, but for that the game is too important, or to risk that, or just that we get some compliments to do this. So I think we are anyway one of the youngest squads in whole Western Europe competitive football, and for that it's not like we bring 4 17-year-old lads tomorrow on the bench. So there will be a few players definitely involved, but like I said before, we also have to pay a bit of attention that, for example, yeah, Tim Krul is not a major doubt, but at least it could be worse or whatever. It could be that we travel with three goalkeepers out of this case, and for that, don't want to speak too much about the personal terms tomorrow.
I think you played the most youngsters in the Premier League this season, so at least you.
Yes, but it's not like we want to win the competition or the award for playing the most youngsters. So we want to win points. That's the most important topic, and of course it's a part of our style. But the most important topic is always to win the 3 points, or if it's not possible, then to win the 1 point. So it's not like I want to be praised and win the individual award as the bravest coach in the country who plays just with average age of 17.0. So if you do this, then you have no chance in this league. When they're ready, they give a go. So we proved that several times, but we don't want to do anything stupid, that's for sure.
Have you got a chance tomorrow, given what's happening?
You always have a chance, that's definitely for sure.
Daniel, obviously there'll be people who'll be really disappointed at being injured, and there'll be others that are quite, I guess, excited about getting a chance. So how do you sort of sum up the mood amongst the players?
Hopefully they are excited and not scared. No, so in general, of course, you can feel that a few lads are right now back in contention. They're also a bit nervous, yeah, because you're always nervous when you get perhaps your debut or your chance, and your chance to shine. But to do this in such a game against probably the best or one of the two best teams in the world, it's always tricky, and you're also a bit nervous. And for that, I think it was up to me to give them also trust and confidence, and also to calm the nerves a bit down. So my feeling is also we should go into this game tomorrow with the attitude we have nothing to lose, but we can win a lot. And this is more like how we want it will go in. And I hope all the lads understand also the message, because I will back them whatever happens tomorrow. I will be there for them. I will protect them, and I won't be annoyed when they are not there with the perfect performance, and there was mistakes. They are totally allowed to make mistakes, but I want them to be brave. I don't want them after the game to have no regrets and think, oh, we could invest a bit more, we could try it a bit more. I want them to be brave and this approach for tomorrow, and also the mood we tried to create during the last day and that last days, and hopefully it fits.
What would you put the thing down to that makes Manchester City, say, harder to play than Liverpool, or the sort of challenge that comes with Man City, say, compared to
Not harder, John. Just different. Different approach. Because for me, like I said, so Pep Guardiola together with Jürgen Klopp, for me at the moment, two outstanding coaches, two world-class coaches, different in their approach, also different in their style, but really world-class. I like a lot their playing philosophy, how they play, their approach. And yeah, of course, when all this comes together, you've got a perfect philosophy, a perfect idea how to play. You've got world-class players, you've got world-class coach. And this comes together then for a big club and really professional club full of class, and you are successful. So it's no coincidence that they won so much in the recent years. And it's a club full of class. And also, although they are successful, you always got the feeling, okay, the spirit on the pitch is they are still greedy and they want to win football games, and they're never happy just to win a game 1-0. So they're greedy to score goals. They score goals for fun. But although they are so attacking, they're also unbelievably good in terms of defending. They concede just a small number of goals. And for that, it's an unbelievable difficult task. And we have to be there definitely at our best to have a chance tomorrow.
Just one more. I know in your first season, one of the few times you started with three at the back, and we won't go into how many centre backs you've got and whether you can physically play it, but has your side evolved so that you probably are less likely to use that in games, say against Manchester City, or whereas you were sort of using it against Chelsea when you're in the cup games, and they're the ones I remember? So has your own team evolved to the point where you probably wouldn't do that too much?
Yeah, I don't want to tell and speak too much about our tactical approach, but it's always a topic, and we played this also several times. We also played this, for example, during preseason for 60 or 70 minutes against Schalke, and we were pretty good in this topic. If I'm honest, I would have liked to play a bit more often during preseason, also with three-man formation. The problem was I never had more than two centre-backs available during preseason. Also, during this season was also a bit the topic. So it's definitely in my head, and we know that how to play in three-man formation. And if we need at any point to play three-man formation, my lads are prepared. But it's also up to calm myself down. So sometimes when you got the feeling, it would make sense to switch to three-man formation. So it's not like a chess game between football coaches, and it's not up to me to celebrate myself that we are capable also to switch the formations too much. So it's also, you also have to calm yourself down and to get the right decision what the team needs at the moment. And when there are already many changes in personal terms, then also to change the general approach and change the base formation, it could be sometimes tricky. I don't say that we won't do this, but sometimes it's also important to calm myself down. So it's not important that I'm in the spotlight. So it's the most important thing is that the lads on the pitch are in the spotlight, and I'm there for helping them and try my best in order to do this.
Daniel, just a question about when the players are facing tomorrow. And you started coaching Dortmund tomorrow at the time when it could have gone to one. Broken into the first team. Did you ever get to work with him, and was he held up to your players as an example of a local kindred country?
With whom? With Gundogan?
Gundogan.
Okay. No, so I think it was he left when I joined Dortmund. So it was not that we had spent so much time together. But of course he's a top class player. So I like him a lot. He's versatile. He can play different positions. He's also can be a key player for Man City. But if I'm honest, so they have so many key players, especially in the midfield. It's definitely a player Pep likes, because he loves to work with midfield players with his technical ability of Gundogan. He's one of their threats also for tomorrow, and if he's on the pitch, then we have to pay a lot of attention on them, because he can be a genius on the pitch, that's for sure.
Legend. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.